Hi, I'm Mark Morris, and time right now for our fresh produce pick of the day. And with me, we have Dan, the produce man, all the way from Alameda, from his store. We'll give you the address and the location and the telephone number in just a moment. But first, what we have here in the studio today is a cornucopia of just wonderful surprises from your store. And this being the holiday season, quickly approaching, people want to find the best and the freshest available for their family and their friends over for dinner. And let's talk about a few things here. I have with me right now something that I really enjoy when I go to New York, and you can smell it anywhere. Those who have been walking down the streets of Manhattan during a cold winter's day will know the smell of a chestnut, and you have some here. Tell us about these chestnuts and, you know, how best to cook them, how best to prepare them, and enjoy them, too.
Okay, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. You know, chestnuts grow in California throughout the Central Valley, and they also import them from Italy, and you'll see those in the stores as well this time of the year. We grow some really good quality chestnuts. In fact, it's said that at one time here in the United States, the eastern part of the states, there were 25% of the forest was made up of chestnut trees.
Wow.
They said that a squirrel could go from Louisiana to New York never touching the ground, jumping from tree to tree chestnut trees.
Wow.
But what happened was we imported some Japanese varieties, and they gave those chestnuts diseases, and they all died off.
Oh, boy.
So there's a society that's trying to bring back the American chestnut, which you have in your hand right now. They're just fantastic, of course, for holiday season, like you mentioned. What you want to do with chestnuts, first of all, when you're picking them out in the store, make sure they're nice and firm. If the shell goes into the meat a little bit, it's starting to dehydrate. Doesn't mean it's not good. It's just starting to dehydrate. Mm-hmm. And you want to take them home and cut a little X in the flat part of the chestnut, each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Preheat your oven for about 20 minutes. Throw the chestnuts in there after it's preheated, and you got them there for 20 minutes. Pull them out. Have a damp towel, kitchen towel, ready to roll. Soak that thing in water, wring it out, lay it out on the counter. Throw those chestnuts in that damp towel, fold it over on top so you got wet towel on bottom, wet towel on top, and let it sit for 5 minutes. After that, you will be able to peel those chestnuts with all the little inner skin and the whole bit that will come right off, and you're ready to cook with them and eat them right out of your hand if you want.
You'll find these and other wonderful treats at your mart. So tell us about where you're located and how we can get in contact with you.
Dan's Fresh Produce is in Alameda at 2300 Central Avenue. Mm-hmm. Just go on the web, www.dansfreshproduce.com, and there are directions right on the front page from all points of the Bay Area.
Dan, good to have you here. We'll talk tomorrow about some more fresh fruits and vegetables from Dan, the Produce Man.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Mark.